In Washington, members of Congress today begin hearings into the disastrous aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Most members of Congress returned to Washington yesterday after a month-long recess to find that Hurricane Katrina also wiped out most of their legislative agenda. There was no talk of new tax cuts, no Social Security reform plans, and there were no immigration proposals. Just Katrina, as one of the first orders of business last night demonstrated.
The chair would ask all members to stand and observe a moment of silence in memory of the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
House Speaker Dennis Hastert and other Republican and Democratic leaders sat down with President Bush yesterday to map out the federal government's new priorities. At the very top of that list, keeping the tens of thousands of displaced people alive.
We're going to start this week with a series of pieces of legislation just to do the important things that people can carry on their life.
Hastert said this will include things like sending food to shelters and getting Social Security checks and unemployment benefits to evacuees. The House now plans to introduce and pass these measures this week, along with a supplemental spending bill amounting to some $40 billion to continue the rescue and relief operations. Many lawmakers said they expect these kinds of things to dominate the congressional agenda for the coming weeks or months. Republican Conference Chairwoman Deborah Price said the disaster revealed problems with government regulations and the Federal Emergency Management Agency that need to be fixed.
Things like volunteers not being able to go down and pitch in because they were afraid to be sued, FEMA not being able to take donations because they don't have contracts. The red tape is what we want to cut through. Make sure that we get the bureaucracy out of the way, clear the field for the solutions.
And there's another piece of this that, starting today, will likely take up a good bit of lawmakers' time. Hearings into the none-too-swift federal relief operations. Many in Congress, like House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, want to know what went wrong and why.
The people of the Gulf region were struck by two disasters. First was the hurricane, and then the failure of the federal government in time of great need.
Top Republicans, too, are calling for investigations of FEMA's response, including the Republican chairs of both the House and Senate government reform committees. And President Bush himself announced he will lead his own investigation of the problems. But Pelosi led many Democrats in criticizing Mr. Bush for policies and decisions they say made this disaster worse.
Well, the buck stops at the president's desk. The president said he's going to lead the investigation into what went wrong. He need look only in the mirror. For starters, he appointed a person to head FEMA who had absolutely no credentials to head a federal emergency management agency.
Republican leaders say they want to look at failures of state and local officials as well. So while Congress is rushing to get relief to people hit hardest by Katrina, a political storm is also brewing in Washington. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.